The U.S. military in Iraq has apparently reached a new agreement to end the 2-month standoff with a radical Muslim cleric and his militia in the south of the country. There's been heavy fighting in the city of Najaf for the past few days between the U.S. and forces loyal to the cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. On Thursday, 8 Iraqis died and more than 49 were injured. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Deborah, what are the outlines of this agreement?
Well, it's hard to find out too many details. We got an email message tonight, Robert, from a senior military commander who said it was a historic agreement. He gives all the credit to the governor who brought the Iraqi police back onto the streets, and the U.S. military has agreed to move out of both Najaf and Kufa, stay out of the shrine areas, and leave security to the Iraqis. It's also clear that Muqtada al-Sadr's forces, the young radical cleric, have been decimated by this 2-month standoff. There are may only be as many as 100 armed men. Most of the leadership has been killed or arrested. They've become very unpopular in these two shrine towns in southern Iraq. Iraqi politicians went down to broker the deal, but Muqtada al-Sadr, he really doesn't have anybody left to support him in those towns. So it's possible that he made the deal because he couldn't afford to lose anybody else.
But we've had reports of deals in the past. There was a ceasefire a week ago. It broke down. Is this agreement any more likely to hold?
Well, it's a question that the U.S. military is asking after today, because in Baghdad, 5 American soldiers died after an attack on a military convoy in a neighborhood called Sadr City, which is another stronghold of Muqtada al-Sadr. However, Sadr's rhetoric has softened in recent days. He's lost a lot of his senior leadership. He's become unpopular in the towns in southern Iraq. Plus, none of the other Shia Muslim political parties joined in his uprising, so it may hold for now.
On another matter from Iraq, there was an announcement today of the arrest of what U.S. Central Command is calling a known terrorist. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the announcement came from the U.S. military, but the arrest was made by the Iraqi police. The man in question is Umar Baziani. He was arrested last Saturday, and the U.S. military says he's an associate of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. And he's the man believed to have taken part in the decapitation of the American Nicholas Berg in Iraq. The announcement of the arrest today includes this information, that the man is providing information to the coalition. But we know very little about who this man is.
Other news from Iraq tonight. There was a speech from the new prime minister, Iyad Alawi. It was only a few days ago that he was named prime minister of the interim government. What did he have to say about the direction of that interim government?
Alawi spoke to the major concerns of most Iraqis. He spent a lot of time talking about security issues, and he promised to curb the terrorism in the country. He also told Iraqis that any premature withdrawal of the coalition, and that's mostly American forces, would be a disaster. He reminded Iraqis that coalition forces had paid in blood for their freedom, and that's a message that may not go down well here. One Sunni Muslim cleric that we talked to tonight after the speech said he sounded like an American. And he actually did sound like an American politician. He talked a lot about jobs. He talked about the economy. He also reminded Iraqis that terrorism and violence was keeping investments out of the country, and that means jobs. The other interesting thing that he did, he had a very different tone when it came to former members of Saddam's regime. He reached out to them, and he said that they could live in Iraq in dignity as long as they hadn't committed any crimes.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Robert.